Let's get in a voter we met during our election road trip this year. We met Charlotte Bergman at the RNC in Cleveland. She's a Trump delegate, a big Trump supporter from Tennessee. And Charlotte, congratulations. Your guy won.
Oh, I am so excited. Thank you.
You told us at the time, but what appeals to you about Donald Trump?
What appeals to me is this. This is a man of action, and he's going to do more than just talk. Because he is not beholden to anybody else, he's going to be able to represent the people.
Well, Charlotte, you are African-American, and when we spoke to you at the convention in Cleveland, we asked you about the fact that so many white supremacists were supporting Donald Trump, and here's what you had to say.
They probably feel that Mr. Trump may share their values, but that is not a direct reflection on that individual and the individual's own personal values.
Charlotte, since then, have you been disturbed by the increasing number of white supremacists who supported Donald Trump, by the fact that a church in Mississippi was burned and "Vote Trump" was written on it? He seems to have unleashed that in his followers. Does that bother you?
People are free to believe and think any way they want. Mr. Trump is going to be the president of all the people. He cannot control everyone. That is not his job. I know people who know him personally. Mr. Trump is a good man. His inspiration is so great. He got people to go out to vote him in as the next president of the United States.
Well, he certainly did. Well, congratulations again, Charlotte Bergman, Trump delegate from Tennessee.